The Glory Hall's board of directors first circulated a fundraising letter in June, asking for donations to help with the $300,000 down payment on a new piece of land. In the letter, members of the fundraising committee write that the Glory Hall, formerly known as the Glory Hole, provides an essential safety net for vulnerable people in need of food and shelter. They also write that some in the community feel the current location, quote, has a negative impact on downtown and downtown businesses, end quote. That has led to concern among some Juneau residents that the move is motivated by business interests rather than what's best for the shelter's patrons.
That is not what's happening. The Glory Hole have fought about this long and hard. The reason is definitely to serve our mission better and not because we're getting pushed out of town.
That's Glory Hall director Maria Levishuk. She says the Glory Hall has outgrown its current facility. The building can't accommodate patrons with mobility issues, and there's not enough storage. They also have problems keeping the building secure. Levishuk says she held the meeting to answer questions. She also wanted to get feedback from neighbors of the lot they hope to buy. It's in an industrial area behind the Nugget Mall. The land is owned by St. Vincent de Paul, a charity with a transitional housing facility nearby. But Valley residents Ron and Kathy Swanson said after the meeting they didn't feel like their questions were answered. They live in the Aurora Court neighborhood, about half a mile away from the new location.
There hasn't been any transparency with our neighborhood. We're families with kids out in the valley versus the demographic downtown, which is tourists and businesses.
Ron Swanson said he only learned about the land purchase secondhand and was surprised to hear how far along in the process the homeless shelter had gotten before the meeting. He doesn't think the Glory Hall has done enough outreach to potential neighbors.
Were those businesses ever asked about what their thoughts and concerns were? They just didn't approach anybody.
Other people pointed out that the current plan would move the Glory Hall's patrons further away from services like the Front Street Clinic downtown. Lina, a Glory Hall patron, says she's not worried about where the shelter is. She just wants a safe place to sleep.
When a person needs a place to live, they're not going to be very picky at that choice. They need services, not just the shelter.
I mean, the services are really scattered all over Juneau. And actually, we are one of the hubs of the services. At St. Vincent, we're one of the hubs of housing. We always have been.
That's Brad Perkins, the director of St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul has a complex for families and adults. Perkins says the prospect of becoming neighbors with the Glory Hall has been discussed for a while. He says they also hope to use the proceeds from the land sale to do much-needed upgrades to their own facilities. According to Bruce Denton, vice chair of the Glory Hall board, they need less than $20,000 at this point to secure the land by September 1st. After that, the board will work with Northwind Architects to refine plans for what the new building will look like. Levishuk says the long-term plan includes selling the downtown property, although she said at the meeting she did not know the current value. City records show that the property was last assessed in 2010, when the land and building value totaled $845,000. It hasn't been assessed since then because the Glory Hall doesn't pay property taxes. That's because a religious organization owns the building. In the meantime, Levishuk says they're operating with about half their normal staff levels at the Glory Hall. Several staff members left after Governor Dunleavy vetoed funding to social services. The Glory Hall stopped serving breakfast and lunch for a short time. Even though they were able to start serving those meals again quickly, they haven't managed to replace all their staff. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.